This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana could lose millions of dollars, 70% less federal funding for housing programs aimed at helping low-income residents under a new federal policy from the Trump administration. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's annual grant notice said that it would cap the amount for permanent housing programs at 30% of current levels and would decrease the amount of guaranteed funding by millions of dollars. Housing providers and advocates are concerned that the changes will lead to people in permanent housing programs losing their homes due to the different eligibility requirements for transitional housing programs and potential funding cuts. The Trump administration said it was redirecting a majority of the $3.9 billion in funding from transitional housing and supportive services. Last Tuesday, 20 states sued the Trump administration over the changes. Montana was not one of them. David O'Leary, executive director of the Montana Continuum of Care Coalition, said that the decrease in guaranteed funding from about 90% of current funding to 30% means only about $2.2 million of Montana's $7.2 million request would be provided. The Montana Continuum of Care Coalition coordinates housing services statewide and facilitates the HUD Continuum of Care grant application and allocation. The $7.2 million funds permanent supportive housing, rapid rehousing rental assistance, supportive services, transitional housing, youth homelessness programs, and the state's database that housing providers use to place homeless people into housing programs and connect them to other resources. The Montana programs have different contract periods, and some will see a gap in funding, O'Leary says. All applications for funding are due to HUD in mid-January. It's unclear when the agency will announce grant awards, he said. Montana currently uses 76%, or $5.4 million, of its continuum of care funding for 23 permanent housing programs statewide, including 10 permanent supportive housing projects, which provide housing assistance and supportive services to low-income households with at least one member with a disability, and 13 rapid rehousing programs that provide rental assistance and support services to people for a limited time. O'Leary said, "All of the major communities in Montana have some stake in this, and a lot of those programs are going to have to transition to transitional housing programs." Montana's three public housing authorities that receive funding, Missoula, Helena, and Butte, and a new permanent supportive housing project for the Crow Tribe, receive money from the HUD grants that may offer millions of dollars less under the new policy. The decision means six permanent supportive housing projects in Cascade, Gallatin, and Flathead counties will have to transition to transitional housing or no longer receive any HUD funding. A multi-year project to create a brand new Montana Heritage Center in Helena has reached a major milestone. After years of hard work and $107 million in funding through private donations, grants, the Montana Museums Act, and bonds, the state-of-the-art facility has opened to visitors. The new building, combined with the newly renovated original museum, now puts the Heritage Center over 160,000 square feet. The Montana Heritage Center features a homeland gallery with a walkthrough of the state's history from the Ice Age to today, and also features a children's gallery and sovereign nations exhibit that was created in consultation with tribal leaders. The museum still features the Charles M. Russell Gallery, as well as a changing gallery that will feature rotating exhibits, a large event center, two meeting and classroom spaces, a cafe, a library and archival room, a gift shop, an outdoor habitats trail, an outdoor amphitheater, a sovereign nation's east entrance arbor, and a smudge room. The ribbon cutting for the Heritage Center was last week, but the full grand opening is planned for next summer, June 25th through 28th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.